listening to The Christina Silva Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
We are live and in charge to deliver creative resiliency solutions every week on The Christina Silva Show, and we do it from as far as the West is to the East. And today is about family. Family celebrating with arts, music, sports, science, technology, even math, because science shows us that America's pie is most important to share on days like today. I call it a holiday of sorts, like I do every morning, and I try to share goodness and this platform with those that care about our U.S. Armed Forces, and their gracious, selfless sacrifice means everything to me. And so each week we share with you experts, clinicians, VIPs, and even executives like our first guest. He's dialing in from the East Coast with a defensive mechanism called Dragon's Flag Football and the disciplines like a U.S. Marine that I am. He's disciplined in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So without further ado, we want to thank Joseph Mugnai for calling in because he's a specialist about family media and savings for our military families for over 60 years of the legacy of Family Media and Salute Magazine. Welcome to the show, Joe Mugnai.
Hi, Christina. Thank you so much for having me.
Excellent. Well, I'm really pleased to say that I met you in a very closed cabinet of sorts in a convention where we talk about military subsistence and global logistics that deliver products to our families they can enjoy. And I've been a shopper at the one and only commissary for many years, and I really, really appreciate the colorful advertisements at every commissary in the whole land. Thank you to Family Media. So, Joe, why don't you share with the Christina Silva Show listening audience and tell them that educating our veterans is a community responsibility at the barracks and at the aisle?
Well, we've been delivering family to the commissary since 1958. My grandfather started the company back then, and we've been delivering Family Magazine to the entrance of the commissary since then. We do about 500,000 copies, not only in the U.S., but overseas as well. And it's honestly our pleasure to do this. We just want to do whatever we can to give back to the military families and provide this great value to them.
Value. We make that number so definite as a value, meaning numbers and every penny counts when we're shopping. Especially, I remember back when I was an E3 Lance Corporal in the Marines, and I made a salary and I was a single parent, and then I was married. And to live on a budget, we thank the DECA commissaries of the world for making sure that the ultimate brand name products are also affordable. So when you say value, we want to thank you, Joe, for understanding the essence, even as an auxiliary member of your grandfather's service and Family Media. The coupons are so fun to clip, and we want to share with the audience about the publication from the way it tells stories, and it spills over into a national salute monthly by the issues of the magazine. So share with us how to use Family Media and how to get the savings really kickstarted for those that have never stopped by the front of the commissary to pick up that awesome brochure.
Well, thank you, Christina. Just like you said, we have an FSI section filled with a lot of different coupons and prices wrapped around our magazine. So we do two different things. We have a coupon section wrapped around the outside, and inside the magazine, we actually have a full-size publication with stories and different recipes. And I actually like to tell people all of our recipes have ingredients that are only available at the commissary. We'll never put something in one of our recipes that you can't actually get on base in the commissary. So what I'd like to say is, for all of our people that could shop at the commissary, I implore you to do so. And when you go in, ask for family, or we should have one of our hand distributors at the actual entrance to the store handing out our magazines. So grab one of those copies, rip off the coupon, and start clipping and do your shopping.
That's what we care about, human touch. Ripping off the coupon is actually something in print that spans over thousands of copies to the families, direct to the store, and the shoppers have at least two or three children about them shopping and saving on Oreo cookies, everything from that to even tissues and other items you can find in the DECA commissary. So that partnership is very special when it comes to human touch. And I know, I remember when I shopped with my mom, we used to have a Sunday paper called the LA Times, which is back in full fruition in the city that I live in, El Segundo. And the family magazine has its exclusivity in that it's available behind the gate for the military. So if you're a listener and you are related to a veteran and a family, you can have a conversation about Family Magazine and see that you can too make the betterment of a military goal in the donation fashion, so we can develop more coupons, contests, and giveaways in the commissary. Right, Joe?
Absolutely. We're always happy to take in different clients and put as many coupons and as many different price features in our magazine as possible. We want to fill our book as big as it could possibly get to, you know, give as much savings as possible to the commissary shoppers. The bigger our book, the more savings the customers, the commissary get, and that's what makes us really happy at the end of the day. To give as much savings as possible back to the military families.
Thanks for taking time out of your day in the East Coast after hours. It's past 5 p.m. out in the East. You are truly committed to the betterment of the military family. And we want to say thank you for staying alive for over 60 years. And we have to give credit where credit is due with Family Media. From the day-to-day operations to the production, we're talking with Joe Mugnai today on the Christina Silva Show. Joe, would you like to give a special salute to the military families that are shopping and are your valued customers?
Absolutely. I want to thank you all so much for picking up Family at the commissary. It's because of you guys that we're still in business today, because you've been supporting us for over 60 years, back when my grandfather started it in 1958. So thank you so much to you guys for picking up Family and bringing it home. It's because of you guys we're still in business today. So thank you.
Amazing. Well, every week on the Christina Silva Show, we consider educating our veterans another time to celebrate and be quiet. And we have an extra special guest that's joining us in the second half of the show to sing anthems of sorts and to sing consolation and hopeful songs to our listening audience. And now we want to talk about your favorite veteran. And first, we want to salute your father, Mr. Mugnai Sr., for his efforts to keep Family Media right at the forefront of our shoppers around the world.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead, Christina.
I want to go ahead with talking about your dad and the legacy of Family Magazine and Salute Magazine, and then I definitely want to hear about the military service your grandfather gave to our U.S. nation.
Absolutely. Well, my father has been working at the company for about 30 years now. He picked up after my grandfather stopped working there, and my grandfather, he served in the Army back, I can't even tell you how long ago, because I was not around for that, but he always had so many stories. You could tell how passionate he was about Family. This was absolutely his baby and his passion project. So you could just see the glimmer in his eyes when he'd talk about it. And honestly been grooming me since I was a kid, telling me, you know, one day you're going to work for us. One day you're going to come work for the family business. And I took so much pride in being able to finally, you know, step into that role, you know, after my father had done so for so long. So it's just a pleasure in being able to follow in both of their footsteps. They've done so much for the military community, and they've done so much for this company that I've honestly just, you know, it makes me want to work harder every single day just to be able to fill that role.
That's incredible. We have mentors and our parents we look up to, and that's headship. And we just thank you, because the hierarchy at your company seems that just alongside the parallels of what we learn in the military as far as training and regiment. Thank you for your respect for your dad and your family mates today on the show. We want to say thank you to your grandfather and hear a little bit about his branch of service, the era he served in, and what you remember most about grandfatherly stories from your childhood.
Well, my grandfather served in the Army, and as I could tell you, I don't have a lot of stories about his actual service. He did separate that pretty well. He kept his military service very separate from family life. He was honestly, my late grandfather, that is, he's passed away now, but when he was around, he was a legend of sorts, where he can walk into a room and everybody would stop and just listen to what he had to say. And he can control a room with just his tone and attitude. He was truly a great man. You know, even after his passing, he's just revered. He's so, when, you know, when it comes to just following in his footsteps now, it's really a privilege to do so. And from when I was a grandchild, you know, from when I was one of his three grandchildren, you know, just the way he treated all of us so equally and just cared about us so much, it was honestly a blessing.
That's really exciting, Joe. Thank you for the sacred nature of confidentiality with regard to the stories that our men and women that are serving can keep in their own minds. But the spirit of patriotism is what we're trying to paint a picture of today. And also to say that you come from a legacy of not only loving kindness, but of the sacrifice for service. And that is just great. And I want to say thank you again for being so upright with your interview when we attended the conference that helps to regulate and make sure the commissaries stay open year round. So we are talking with our executive from Family Media, Joe Mugnai. Family Media has been producing and publishing magazines that create the right promotional vehicles for the military market. And when we come back after this first segment with Joe Mugnai, we are going to introduce our extra special guest who's going to sing a salute. And she hails from Ohio, and she has just arrived in the building. Joe, we're going to welcome our second guest that knows about military patriotism from singing the national anthem to her own albums. Her name is Joyce Isles, and she's just arrived.
Fantastic.
And when we come back right after this break, we're going to talk with Joe about his personal hobbies and accomplishments on The Christina Silva Show.
You're listening to The Christina Silva Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Higher education is key, and that's why Webster University is a trusted partner of The Christina Silva Show, educating our veterans since 2015. Thank you to the LA Air Force Base Campus at webster.edu/LAAFB. Did you know that you can earn your undergraduate and graduate degrees at Webster University, the year-round school that cares about your transition and maintaining your transcripts? Order your tour today at webster.edu/LAAFB and call for an appointment at 310-607-8005. Webster University is here for you. The Christina Silva Show has been brought to you successfully by the likes of State Farm, Jimmy Ramirez Agency, and your insurance is truly important. If you don't know how easy it is to gain homeowners insurance and corporate insurance, Jimmy Ramirez makes that easy for you. Check out State Farm, Jimmy Ramirez Agency in San Pedro for more information. And The Christina Silva Show is primarily sponsored by DSG International, and that is part of America's Pie. You're listening to us Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Christina Silva Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Joe, the many times you may have heard the national anthem in a military arena, I know you've heard it maybe a few times before your UFC championship.
Absolutely. I do have the pleasure of training with a few UFC champions. Yes, I've heard the national anthem many times. I've always heard it sung so beautifully. It's always nice to hear it done in different renditions by different people.
You stand so tall at over 6 feet. You have the discipline of a Marine, but it must come from your knowing about the likes of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Tell us about how many years it took for you to master your belts and where you stand with that sport as well.
Well, I've been training in Jiu-Jitsu under former UFC champion Matt Serra for about 10 years now. It took about 8 years to achieve my black belt in that art, and it was a lot of work. Many days a week, just hours and hours and hours. And it's the first thing I truly took on that was so challenging every day. You never see the same thing twice. Every day is something different, and you're always fighting for your figurative life, as when you tap out from a choke, your opponent will let go, as you can hope so. But it's a rush every single day battling against somebody else. It's a proverbial chess match, if you will, and it's mind, body, and soul, in a sense, where you have to have so much heart not to give up. You have to fight through physically, and you always have to be outthinking your opponent mentally. So it's been a pleasure to train with the Serra team for so long. It feels like I just started yesterday, but it was the best decision I ever made to walk into Matt Serra's gym.
Wow, that's incredible. And in New York City, it's a fight knowing the streets and the subways and the underground movement of transportation. There are so many people. It's great to have that discipline And you say it's second nature after grappling and ground fighting and truly knowing how to defend yourself. It gives you a certain confidence. It transfers into your corporate stature. Would you say yes?
I'd absolutely say so. It keeps you disciplined and it keeps your mind right. You're always ready for the next fight and you're always ready for the next challenge. It's taught you not to take no for an answer, and it's taught you that there's always a different way to do something and make it work. So I've translated it to work for sure, because sometimes it could be difficult out there. You hear no a lot. But when it comes to, you know, when it comes to giving back to the military and it comes to this commissary benefit, I can't take no for an answer, and I have to do what I have to do to make things work.
All things do work together for good, especially when you're in tune with your mental, physical, spiritual, and social excellence. You have mentioned a couple of mentors and champions. In order to achieve your black belt, you had to concentrate and focus and still manage your social attitudes, as well as finding the right family media to add to your regime of publications. And that's like a tall order when you're trying to be a leader and an expert and an example for others pursuing a business. Advertising is no laughing matter, neither is marketing. And you can't lead a horse to water, but you can teach someone how to use the coupons to save every cent. So when you save your energy and you're grappling and you're in the final round, what makes the win in jiu-jitsu? Tell us about that.
When you're in the final, the other person has made it to the final too, and that's what you have to realize. So there's two people who have climbed the ladder on both different sides, and only one person is going to win. So it's two people have won and never seen loss all day long, except one person has to make the other person lose. So it takes a special kind of person, and it takes a special kind of fight and mental status and mental strength to be able to persevere over the other person. And you're able to see who truly has that capability and who has that mental prowess over the other one. Because the physical game, usually when you're both in the finals, you have that equal physical game. So who can be mentally stronger than the other person? And that's what it really takes.
That's incredible.
So to win that final match, you have to be that much stronger than the other person mentally. And that's the real part of the game.
Yes, there are delicacies involved in that crucial combat when you're eye to eye with your opponent. There's still a level laced with respect that you want to overcome the opponent, but you do that with the rules of jiu-jitsu in mind. And so share with us your rapport with the fighters when you do overtake them. You still never step on a toe or punch below the belt or dishonor the rules.
Right. And the most important thing is that etiquette and is respect. Respect is the number one thing in our gym, and it's the number one thing in our sport. When we're going and we're doing hand-to-hand combat with another individual, and you have to be respectful to your opponent, because at the end of the day, when you're choking someone or you're attempting to break their arm and your opponent taps out or you tap out, you expect them to let go and not keep going. And when it's over, you expect them to keep a cool head and be respectful about it, to say, hey, you know, good job, you beat me or I beat you. And you're able to walk away from it and still be friends. You know, a lot of this has to, I got to say, I've made a lot of friends through this, and a lot of these people that I'm friends with, I've actually fought against. Not exactly all of them are teammates. People that I've competed against in tournaments, I'm actually the closest friends with, because there's something about physical hand-to-hand combat that keeps things real, and it brings you closer to the other person, because you've both gotten so hard against each other. But the biggest thing is respect. The biggest thing is showing the other person that you do respect them, and that you won't, as you said, hit below the belt, in a sense.
Respect and etiquette, precision of the movements. Are you kicking above your own head?
You definitely can. There's some flexible individuals out there that can kick above their head. I'd say that fits more into the Muay Thai aspect of it, which fits into mixed martial arts as a whole. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is mostly ground fighting. Judo is all about the throws and the takedowns, as is wrestling, throws and takedowns. And then the Muay Thai aspect, which I do have the pleasure of training at our gym, is about elbows, kicks, all of the limbs, in a sense. When you're doing kickboxing for Muay Thai. So yes, you can definitely kick well above your head.
Yes. Take us back to the match where you overcame one of your opponents that you respected, and tell us if you took blows during the match, and tell us about the final finish when you gave it all you got and you were raising your hand at the end as the champion.
I would say my most recent event was at Rise in New York. I fought a very sizable opponent. He was absolutely massive. One of the more, you know, strong opponents that I've ever faced. And going into the match, I knew it was going to be difficult, and I knew he was going to be very strong. But, you know, I got to say, as Conor McGregor says, precision over power. And that's what it took. My technical prowess took precedent over his strength, and I was able to have my hand raised at the end of the match. And it was very, very difficult during it. And he was very, very strong, but I was able to overcome that to get my hand raised.
That is exceptional. And you still train about 2 to 3 times a week or more?
Yes, I try to train at a minimum of 3 days a week just to stay in shape and just to stay on point.
So you say your cardiovascular health is also known when you're ripping a flag off another football player on the Dragons?
Yes. So in flag football, I got to say, I don't know if one or the other keeps me in shape for the former, but running up and down the football field, still, it just gets the blood flowing and it helps me stay in shape so well. It's never easy. You know, week after week, it's always something different as well. But they definitely, both of these arts keep me in shape for sure.
That is so great. Well, from Family Media, we know that you're eating well, and we wanted to hear about your diet and some of the recipes. Are you actually cooking the most healthy foods to stay in shape as well?
I'm definitely trying to cook as healthy of food as I can. I'm a grilled chicken guy with vegetables, so green beans and grilled chicken's my go-to. Got to stay in shape with that. It's not difficult to keep a balanced meal when you're using those main ingredients. So your protein, your veggies, and your carbs. I try and stick to that triangle right there. You know, I like to cut sugars out. Sugars aren't always the best. Maybe around the holiday time I'll cave in, or maybe, you know, once a week for a little cheat meal. But yes, that my triangle is definitely the chicken, the green beans, and the rice or potatoes.
Well, you are who you say you are, Joe, and you stand tall. And you also have some other things to share with us about being a pitcher in 2011 for the Knights.
Yes, so Mount St. Mary College Baseball, that was the dream, to play college baseball. And I played all my life since I was about 7 years old. Finally made it to college. I was able to pitch for the Knights, but unfortunately, what actually ended my baseball career was a torn labrum in my right shoulder. And there was a bright side to it, a silver lining in the cloud, because being injured in baseball is exactly what led to me starting jiu-jitsu. I stopped baseball in 2009. And that is 9.5 years ago that I started jiu-jitsu. I started that fall and jumped right into match gym because I could no longer pitch. But a torn labrum was not keeping me off the mat from jiu-jitsu. I started right after I stopped baseball.
Amazing. How do you feel when you have to talk about your own accomplishments, since you're such a humble guy?
It's a little bit strange, but, you know, I understand that I have to, you know, it's good to give the listeners an idea of who I am and, you know, what I've done in the past, but it's always strange. I try to stay humble, and I'm not a big talker, especially not before a fight or a match or whatever. It's never good to boast. You just have to let your actions speak for you.
Well, I think with all that you've shared and being so bold about your story, your goal is to see that the commissary benefit stays alive and well. And I'll do everything I can at the Christina Silva Show to help that news stay on the airwaves. And there's a special queen that you want to salute today. Tell us about the lovely Jessica Mugnai.
Oh, that is my wife. We've been married for 3 years. She's such a lovely woman. She is Colombian and I am Italian, and we make a very nice pair. She's absolutely my rock, and she's been there through thick and thin. So I got to thank her for being a huge part of who I am today.
You're our champion, Joe Mugnai, today. We salute you and your family and your ethics and all the stories that you've shared with us about the hard work it takes to be an athlete and someone who aspires to have lots of goals in the future. Thank you for joining us. I just want to say the Harley Davidson on the front of the Salute magazine is my story, and it gives me the freedom and resilience to work past my disabilities and to remain resilient. And I just loved some of the keywords that you shared during your interview, because we have a lot of military families listening all over the world, depending on the show to be a real testimony about life during, before, and after service, and salute those that have served. Joe, we want to say thank you and to let every one of our service members know that you are on the air to salute them for reading and appreciating your issues every year, and they can reach out in the barracks to feel comfort that you're tangible. Thank you for letting us be a voice to your accomplishments.
Thank you so much for having me, Christina. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And in the future, familymedia.com is a place you should stop to learn how you can give back, because there's an interactive website and lots of information about pets, healthy products, recipes, and it's an engagement that you can make to yourself to give back to the troops by knowledge. It's Operation In Touch, keeping human touch at the aisle and in the scissors as you cut out the coupons toward your savings. And Joe, would you like to share with us one last close about a favorite military mate or shopper that you may have run into at the conference we met at?
I'd actually like to point you to our November issue. Our November issue is coming out on November 15th. It'll hit stores then. And I want you to look inside, because not only we have our cute kid contest winner, and we have our family magazine and Facebook contest winner inside. So I won't spoil who it is. I want you guys to look for that issue coming out in the middle of the month. So that's a big one for me. I love the cute kid contest and I love the Facebook contest. So that's definitely going to be something big to look for. Check it out. It's going to hit commissaries November 15th.
That is so amazing. I'm looking at it online, the cover of the magazine, and we want to say, ride, carry, ride. Check out the articles at Family Media. Well, signing out from the East is our special guest, Joe Mugnai. And Joe, you can actually listen to The Christina Silva Show on iTunes, Stitcher, and LATalkRadio.com. You can download the app and listen to your MP3 archive shortly after we wrap the live show. Thanks, Joe, and I'll be seeing you in the electronic waves of your email. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Christina. Take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Joe. And my mama has a favorite song, Joyce, in the old church format, the low and just beautiful, amazing grace. Would you mind, Joyce?
I wouldn't mind at all. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Wow. Thank you, Joyce. That's the first blessing of the fall season on the Christina Silva Show, which has been dedicated to the truth about America, because in God we trust. Your voice is your talent. Mine is the microphone, and Joe's is not only in jujitsu, but in saving the military since at the store. The places I've heard you sing are dear to me, starting with the Lakers floor, with the South Bay Lakers singing our national anthem.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Great. Joyce, you have such a jazzy story, and I know that you sing in garages and on stages, even in the beach cities and around the world, giving your voice as a gift to corporations and the military mates and sports teams around the world. And we are looking forward to collaborating in truth. And the rock we stand on is one of hope, one of salvation, charity, and certainly of victory and triumph.
Well, I'm honored to be asked. And I had to learn the meaning of the song of the national anthem. You hear it all your life. And the words get a little complicated, but that's a song that people are very passionate about. And so they don't want you to put any extras on it. They want to hear it just the regular way. But when you learn the meaning of it and you apply your passion, you have your own rendition, but if it's sung correctly and people feel it, I've had people tell me that they haven't heard it that way, but they never felt it that way as well.
Most definitely. You are such an inspiration. I think I'm going on my third year getting to know you, and I know probably some of the most sacred things about you that not a lot of people may know, but one thing we have in common is faith, and being in this race is no laughing matter, and it's not some made-up media that is going to distort what service means, and you and I know how to get the higher power and the universe aligned so we can do what we're supposed to do on earth to change the lives, even if it's only for a three-minute rendition of the national anthem or my mama's favorite song, I must repeat, Amazing Grace. That was so beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But you have a soft way about yourself, so feminine with your bling. And on stage, what I love about you is your rhythm. And you look so pretty in bright colors. And where do you get your confidence?
I don't know. I'm just really comfortable within myself. I don't profess to be this awesome singer that people say I am, because I'm just comfortable with singing from my heart.
Yes, and you're comfortable singing with an individual band, different players on guitars and drums and horns, and you have a special trio. You share your microphone, and that's what I'm doing today with you.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's what it takes to make the world go around, collaboration. I look forward to making these contests, like Joe was talking about, and giveaways and concerts, and music is the way to go because it's such a universal language.
Yes, it is, and we appreciate your support as well.
So tell us a little bit about the OJs when you reflect and salute your family like Joe Mugnai did at Family Media.
Okay, well, I'm from Canton, Ohio, and that's where I grew up with the OJs. My brother was one of the original members. His name is Bill Isles. So our family was always sitting around doo-wopping, and harmony is very important. You have to know your key and be ready for it when the song starts. And that's something we just sit around and enjoy doing. And as the OJs started progressing in their careers, it's family, so they made us very proud. They just have a new album coming out. My brother, he stopped singing with them like in 69, but we've always been supportive. We consider them family, and they're 75 years old plus and still performing, and we're very proud.
The American legacy of the OJs. Get ready for the new album. And so you say that singing is in your bloodline, basically.
Yes, it is.
It's in your heart.
It is. I like you said, I grew up around it, and it's something that I just enjoy doing.
When did you know that the talent would develop into so many concerts and performances that you've done over the last 20 years?
Well, I didn't think anything of it. I was most comfortable with doing backups or doing just making harmony. But when I performed when I was 15 at a high school musical, there were people there, scouts looking for a band to put together, and we formed a group called Kanya, and we started performing in Canton and all the neighboring cities, and we actually put a song on wax back then. And so that kind of boosted confidence, and then I relocated to L.A. and just started auditioning for several things, and was able to land some things and formed different groups. And it's just a passion, and I'm just blessed to be able to be a part of the industry and to share my talent.
Well, you've been sharing your talent with more than just your garage friend named Jazzy that I met. Tell us about Jazz and your favorite story coming up when you would sing in Ohio before you came to L.A.
Jazzy was, he plays congas, and he was always a part of the Kanya group, but he also had his own things going on the side. But he was always an added asset whenever he would join us. And ironically, we both have moved to Los Angeles. He's here in the Valley, and he is very busy with his Jazzy Boy Jeff band. And I joined them on occasion. And like he does the same with me. He's always adding that extra plus that we need. He's got a lot of showmanship, and if you're not grooving, he'll make sure you do.
He riles up the crowd,
yes,
and it brings
does.
Me to my favorite memory in our friendship, your birthday party.
This was awesome.
Cambria will never be the same again, Joyce.
No, they told me that as well.
And you sang a special song to make the crowd unify. What was that song?
At Last.
At Last, and there was another song about why can't we be friends and about love.
That's true.
And you did the Soul Train, Disco Train.
We did. And
I loved it.
We had the crowd going around the room, and that's what the world is in need of, is love. So that song is very special to me. And it just coincidentally is by the OJs.
Yes, it sure is. And the staple songs we love so much, again, bring that spirit of camaraderie and resilience. And actually, singing is cardiovascular. One of the things I overcome every day is learning how to breathe. And I'm so grateful that I have a new mentor that's
teaching me about America's Pie that taught me how to slow down my breathing and to get a hold of a situation. And so I've been more cognizant of that. And one beautiful thing I love about watching you perform is your breathing techniques. Tell us about your training. And if you learned it by yourself, let us know. We can do it too.
Well, it's pretty much just self-taught. And I've taken some vocal classes and was told that I don't sing correctly because you should sing from your abdomen. And the teacher was stunned when I told her I sing from my heart. She said that works for
you. You look so cute smiling at me. You said on the rock to me, Christina, everything is going to be okay.
Yes.
And so the singing and your belief and hope and faith, it's kind of a spiritual gift that you've developed, right?
Thank you. And I'm really glad that you joined me at Church on the Beat. That means a lot.
I love that place. You know what, Joyce? I have to admit, I've been scared of the ocean because we had to jump in during boot camp and swim with our rifles across our necks and then our belts with our camouflage uniform, our canteens and all of the gear, and we had to swim. Going by the ocean to the church, I realized the vastness of this universe, and that dumbed down the things that I'm concerned about and what I'm trying to do as a corporate mission. But sitting next to you and holding on to you again, cutting coupons is a form of human touch. And so is sitting next to you, hoping for greatness in our future, working together. And today is kind of breaking that ground and breaking that yoke that once you step out in faith and actually commit to it and you believe in the impossible, it is there. Therefore possible. But like Joe said in the first segment, it's a lot of hard work and discipline, working out and mentors, and then beating the opponent, which is usually your own thoughts and your mind.
That's true. I totally agree with Joe on that.
Yep. And then the etiquette it takes to love your enemies. I'm so glad that you sang Amazing Grace, because when my mom would sing it to us when we were kids, it would be sometimes to remember back her siblings or our grandfather that passed or my dad that passed or stories about my aunts and uncles that had passed. And so that song Amazing Grace is here for all of us.
Yes.
If you're standing or sitting listening to the Christina Slova Show, you have faith, because the chair is just a chair, Joyce. Would you like to give us a little Luther?
A chair is still a chair, even if there's no one sitting there. But a house is not a home.
Wow, this lady is sheer talent. Joyce Isles, we call her the Major because M-A-J is a major abbreviation for a military officer. And there's a pronunciation called Maj that you want to tell us about next, Joyce.
Yes.
Maj.
Yes. We are a newfound group, girl group called Maj, Melanie, April, and Joyce. We are just getting our feet out the door. But we're having so much fun with it. We all have the talent to sing harmony, and we lead different tunes. We sing in different genres, and we, like I said, just coming out the gate, we've been touching people and getting a lot of gigs, and we're actually performing this Saturday at Simply Wholesome on Slauson in L.A., and on Sunday at Regency West in Leimert Park. We're putting on our own program, and we welcome all to come and enjoy a little Maj.
Thank you, Joyce. Maj is where the foot starts a tapping and the fingers start a popping.
Yes.
You guys sound amazing singing. Do you want me to call Tyrone?
You can't use my phone.
Oh, my goodness. That is it. You've got to go down and see Maj. The Regency West and Simply Wholesome are iconic historical landmarks in Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles. And what is going to happen on the 4th is that you'll get a chance to not only meet Maj, but see their flavor of many renditions, cover songs, and soon some originals maybe on the forefront. Tell us more, Joyce.
Yes, we're just getting started, but we have so much ahead of us and looking forward to becoming iconic in the LA area. We like to give the people what they want. People just seem to enjoy us, and that's where the reward is, to look around and see people smiling and enjoying us and having a good time for those few hours means everything. And we really appreciate your support too, Christina. Thank
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
You are. You make the time to come support. And support
thanks
you.
To Canon Shopping My Exchange, yours truly, Joyce, along with the ladies of Maj. I met them so neatly at Simply Wholesome. And I remember the red dress and the elegance of you all performing together. But April, tell us about April. She's got very a raspy, full, and soulful voice.
Yes, she does. April is our sassy one. We are mature ladies, and so our signature thing is to exude class. There's not a lot of new female groups out at this time, so we want to take full advantage of putting our feet on the ground and running with it. And April, she gives that sass to the group, as I said, and we're really happy. She has a great voice, and we are just on our way. We like to take some of you with us.
And the big M in Maj.
Yes, that's Melanie.
Mel is gorgeous and tall. And you all also are individual artists, and you just traveled the extra mile to come together while you're pursuing and developing your individual careers. There's something about the essence of that trio. Mel, share a little more about Mel.
Melanie is the stern one. She's in the law field, so she's very serious.
Yes. And, do you think she'll be okay if I called her Mel?
She'd love that.
Thanks.
She's very gifted as well, and she takes on a lot of managing us because we're so new. We're just managing ourselves, but she does quite a lot for our group. We all pull together to make this happen. Melanie has an awesome voice. She was singing every weekend at La Louisiane. And we all started under Realize Entertainment as a Supremes review group. And we decided we'd like to sing other songs. So we decided to branch off into our own, do our own thing. And Maj was born, and we're running with it.
Well, this first event is no small-time venue. This is the actual Regency West, Joyce.
Yes, I know. We're very privileged to be there, and the Leimert Park area is very supportive. And this is our first gig that we're putting together ourselves, and so we expect to be a big success.
I love the spelling of J-O-Y-C-I-E in the building. Joycey Isles. Who gave you your nickname, Joyce?
That's what they called me in Ohio. So it's always, I grew up as Joycey. And as I got older, I guess it just became Joyce. But when I go home, it's always Joycey.
This is awesome. So the commissary, I didn't even know if you really knew about family media and the significance of a military budget and, you know, the wellness of shopping on the aisle and having the legacy of family media coupons at the commissary is where we have case lot sales and entertainment twice a year where I am able to put on concerts. Oh. Hint, hint.
All right. Well, let's talk.
This is so awesome. We have an idea and a vision at CRS Productions, and we have charity in our hearts with Cammie's Two Civvies, but Merchandise Forward is another campaign you're going to learn about, which is a grassroots effort to help everyone realize that when they're at the retail counter, whether it be for consumables or wearables, every cent that could be potentially donated toward a cause in our arena will be the military worldwide. And we also have ships with smaller stores known as the commissary in faraway places, and we have plenty of time to construct a plan for 2019 where your national anthem and the grace in your heart can be seen with those in uniform, just vibing to the musical sounds of tunes from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the millennium. I heard your own group sing all those songs.
Yes, we cover a multitude of.
It's going to be an amazing and eclectic show, giving back and teaching everyone about resilience and also about the companies and corporations that are part of the military and doing business with the military. We want to bring the flavor of, I would have to call it, just love back to the service members we can't repay in dollars and cents. And so I just want to say thank you to you and your corporate band for so many years of singing inside a corporation to bring the notes of love and healing, motivation, team spirit, and positivity. It's like positive interactive energy on the stage.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to do that. And as you mentioned, we cannot pay the ones who served in monetary value. So to give of our hearts is all that we can do. And we do that.
Yes, we do, from our hearts. And so we're going to give you a break to catch your breath, because we're going to honor the families with this awesome interview that we'll have that goes down in time. The next time you come back to the studio, it'll be with Melanie and April. If we can come together and put our hearts together, I hope to also see you on an island called Jamaica.
All right, looking forward to that.
Because dreams and visions is how we get there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, I'll see you on The Rock on Sunday, too.
Looking forward to that.
And now the Christina Silva Show is going into a final break with a note about how you can change every negative to a positive and stay encouraged. Here's a message from my personal mentor.
You're listening to the Christina Silva Show with your host, Christina Silva, United States Marine Corps veteran, and it's all about America's pie.
I'm Derek Gable, the inventor of pie. Pie stands for positive interactive energy. There are 8 steps for pie. Step 1, smile. Step 2, choose to be happy. Step 3, talk to friends and family. Step 4, be grateful. Step 5, talk to people you don't know. Step 6, be helpful. Step 7, be nice, not grumpy. Step 8, concentrate on the beauty. Share your pie.
Thank you, Derek Gable, for showing everyone a little bit about this Black Diamond in the Rough. And now we pay homage to all of our Americans on this special day. And when you hear the sound of Joyce Isles, know that it's from the heart.
The land of the free and the home of the brave.
We'll be back next week with more creative resiliency solutions on the Christina Silva Show. It wouldn't be the same without our sponsors, special guests, and supportive listeners around the world. We'll be right back next week, 2 p.m. on Channel 2, LA Talk Radio. And be safe.
You're listening to The Christina Silva Show, only